So what was it like to throw a Canadian football?
I've been practicing as much as I could up in America, but it's definitely different than the Canadian air and with your new teammates, but it's a thrill for sure.
Speaking of new teammates, I saw you just kind of acquainting yourself with one of your new teammates over there. What's that bit of experience been like?
Just a lot of different people from a lot of different walks of life, and everybody's been really friendly, and you can tell everybody works hard, so it's definitely the greatest organization to be a part of.
What was day one like today?
It was good. It was a good way to get acclimated and to get some of the plays run that you'll be running during the actual training camp that'll start up pretty soon. And just a way to kind of get the first day. Like, I'm on a professional field, jitters out a little bit.
Do you see an opportunity here, Isaac? And the quarterback position with this team right now is not exactly a position of strength. So is there a spot for you here, you think?
The only thing I know is I'm going to work as hard as I can in whatever role they give me. And whether that be holding kicks or running down kicks or whatever, I know I can help the team when it comes to my work ethic and everything. So I'll just try and be the best player I can be.
What does it mean to you to get a professional opportunity such as this?
It means the world because it's everything you've ever dreamed about since you were really tiny. So to be out here, it's a little surreal, but at the same time, you know, you've put the work in to be a player, and it's a welcome challenge, and it's not really work. It's what I love to do most. So.
Is there a big adjustment to your throws with the wideness of the field?
A little bit, because with the waggle motion, your eyes, you're looking off, and then you look back and they're further down the field than you would normally expect. So you kind of have to put a little more oomph into some throws that you typically wouldn't think you'd really have to step into. But yeah, the field makes a difference for sure.
What do you need to do over the next few days before the veterans show up and you got to be competing with them?
I need to show the coaches and everyone in the organization that I've got the best work ethic, and that I pick up the playbook for sure, just so I can go out there and make sure I'm not making any mistakes and never make the same mistake twice.
Does that make you a little bit nervous that main camp starts in just a few days?
I would say a little more anxious than nervous, just ready to get going, because you kind of build it up in your head a little bit. So
when you get to Regina for the first time, I mean, you hear about the team when you first get signed, but when you actually land here, when you walk up to the stadium, what are the emotions like?
Overwhelmed a little bit, just with a lot of different things, like happiness and just a lot of, it's been a long road to get here, so just finally being here and being able to start playing professional ball is like, it's a really good feeling, and it fills you with determination for sure too.
How tough is it as a quarterback to get used to the new teammates and stuff? Because you had to do that when you transferred over to the Colorado School of Mines. Now you're here. How tough is that to build?
I think that depends on the people around you. And I've been really blessed in my life to be put in, like, at Mines and here, where everyone is just nothing but kind and willing to help and wanting you to succeed. So I think that makes it a lot easier.
How's the arm?
You mentioned your dream to this when you were a kid. Like, growing up where you were you thinking, okay, I want to be number 18 one day? Or what was your aspiration when you were a kid in Indiana?
I lived probably 40 minutes from West Lafayette, so I've been a huge Drew Brees fan ever since I can remember. And I knew I wanted to play the game like him, full of precision and preparation, things like that. So, and you know, Doug Flutie, he played up north, and he's been one of the guys I've really looked up to as well, just because I'm not exactly the biggest, strongest quarterback around.
You know, is there a good parallel there with Drew Brees? Same sort of height, same sort of, you know, approach to the game, etc. You try to model yourself after a guy like
that? As much as you can, just because he's proven that he's one of the best quarterbacks to ever do it, so you just try and emulate him as much as you can, for sure.
You said it's been a long road to get here. How did the Riders first hear about you? How did you first hear about the Riders, and how did you end up here?
That's a good question. I had known about the Riders just because I've been kind of immersed in the CFL a little bit up north, but I was preparing for my pro day and all that, and after the pro day, I got a call, and he said, hey, it's Jeremy with the Rough Riders. I'm like, hey. And at the time, I didn't know exactly. Like, so it was really a shock. And he's like, what are you doing these days? I'm like, nothing. And he goes, you want to do a mini camp? And I was like, okay. And then ever since then, I've just been really blessed to have this opportunity and really thankful to the organization from top to bottom for giving me a chance.
So Ed Gainey tweeted you that he was watching your highlight film too, and he liked the energy you played with. What was that like to get a tweet from one of the Rider stars?
Yeah, and I had known about him prior to that too. So I was like, why is Ed Gainey in my mentions? And I was like, this is really cool. But hopefully I can live up to having that emotion and drive and passion for the game.
What was last year like for you? 39 touchdown passes. I mean, just everything that happened. That must have been just a gas.
Yeah. The coach who was in charge of calling plays called great plays, and we had a lot of really talented wide receivers. So I was just trying to be as prepared as I can be and put the ball in the right spots. And they did the rest. You don't get 39 touchdowns without having an amazing receiving core and a line that's keeping you upright.
How's the arm feeling? Only two quarterbacks here at mini camp.
It feels pretty good. I've conditioned it to be pretty well accustomed to the amount of throws. So, but yeah, it's definitely a lot of throwing.